In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When we consider ordinary times, hopefully you can still remember those, by all accounts, the ordinary British worker works the longest hours in Europe. And something many of us will have experienced is that with modern technology, people are never far away from work. In fact, there's almost an expectation that people are always contactable, and people easily get annoyed when the likes of emails aren't responded to instantaneously. It's not really very surprising that many would say that they're short of rest. Not just physically, but mentally as well. It doesn't seem to be any different when you retire, as many people are committed to doing many things they couldn't do when working. So it could well be that the vast majority of the country are short of rest. But what do we do to rest? And what does true rest look like? How do you calm your body and your mind? In fact, have you ever been away on holiday and come back thinking, I need a holiday to get over the holiday? In Matthew, rest is a very common word. So clearly it's been a problem for humankind for a long time. But the rest in Matthew means something different to just putting your feet up. It's something far more deep-set and profound that is fundamentally different to whatever we do on our own behalf. Resting is not just something physical. It is often something deeply spiritual. As an example, think of someone waking up in the middle of the night with their mind racing with worry. Every week, barring lockdown of course, up and down the land and around the world, people slip quietly into churches. They are those who come to the Lord with a questioning heart, in need of rest. It will probably have been us at times, when we've been struggling with what is going on in our lives. It's the question, God, I just don't understand. People look for rest in many places. Alcohol, tobacco, gambling, and so on. But these things all end up to be transient. Let me explain by telling you a true story. There was a young man who spent his youth in the pursuit of pleasure. He went to university, went to parties, got drunk and chased women. He had a long-term mistress who cleaned and cooked for him. She even bore him a son, but he could never be bothered to marry her. Yet in spite of all his self-indulgence, he was never happy and suffered deep restlessness. So he read the philosophers and came to the conclusion that the whole material world and the desires of the flesh were darkness, so he must have nothing to do with it. So he ditched his mistress without providing for her and set off on a teaching career. Even though he lectured in Rome and Milan, he was never at one with himself. He listened to the sermons of Bishop Ambrose of Milan and wondered if Christianity might be the solution. He picked up a Bible and it fell open at, "Not in revelling and debauchery, in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarrelling and jealousy." 10 years after his conversion, he wrote an autobiography, which concentrated on his feelings. It took the form of a long prayer to God. A famous phrase lies at the heart of it. He says to God, "You have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find rest in you." His name was Augustine. So if you've ever asked the questions, what am I here for? What is the meaning of life? Is there anything beyond this life? These are good questions to ask, because Jesus has the answer. And you know you're in the company of many others who have asked just the same sort of things. Jesus looks us in the face when we're at our lowest, when the world looks bleak, and says to us, "Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Whatever the world throws at us, when we simply can find no rest, when you know Jesus loves you, you are never alone. And that's important to keep at the forefront of our minds as we emerge from lockdown. The purpose of our lives is to love Jesus in return and love everybody else for his sake. At the end of the road lies a life of joy and happiness, free from worry, with Jesus and all those we love in the unimaginable life we call heaven. So today remember the invitation which Jesus offers. Come to him and throw down all your worries at the foot of his cross. In Jesus we find true rest, liberated from this broken world. And as we prepare to meet again in person in our churches, let us this day especially hold out before God all our brothers and sisters around the world who are desperately in need of this rest. Amen.
To dream.